Soldiers on both sides commented about this phenomenon during the war. Confederate soldiers in Maryland and Pennsylvania during Lee's invasions of 62 and 63 said that they noticed a different attitude within their ranks about carrying the war to the enemy as opposed to defending home and hearth. And Northern soldiers defending Southern Pennsylvania talked about how it seemed more important all of a sudden to do well because they were defending their homes rather than carrying the war to the Confederates. So it is an advantage to be defending hearth and home. It's also an advantage to be fighting the war on your home ground for a number of reasons. One is that you're likely to have a better understanding of the topography, how the rivers flow, where the roads are, where the gaps in the mountains are. And if you don't know those things, the likelihood is high that a friendly population will tell you those things when they will not tell the invading army those things. There are innumerable examples of civilians helping out a Confederate army in this regard during the course of the war. An obvious one coming at the Battle of Chancellorsville in early May 1863, when on the night of May 1st, Lee and Stonewall Jackson were trying to figure out a way to get around Joseph Hooker's right flank without being detected, and local people came forward and said, "We know roads, back roads that will take you around to the position you want to be." And during the night, those guides showed staff officers how to get there, and the next day Jackson made his famous flanking march. That showed the advantage of being on your home ground and having friendly people show you how to get to where you want to go to achieve your military ends. By fighting on the defensive, on their home ground, the Confederates also, in many instances, enjoyed the advantage of what were called interior lines in military parlance. That meant simply that they were often, with their different forces, closer to one another and better able to reinforce one another than the advancing Federals were, who might be coming at them on a more widely dispersed line of advance. There's a perfect example of that very early in the war, during the campaign of First Manassas or Bull Run, when each side has two armies. Each side has an army near Washington, and each side has an army in the lower Shenandoah Valley, that is the northern end of the Shenandoah Valley. The Confederates have a railroad that links their two forces. They have the advantage of interior lines there that the Union does not enjoy, and they used those interior lines to reinforce their army near Washington with their army in the lower Shenandoah Valley and to win a victory in July of 1861. Another plus that has to be placed on the side of the Confederacy. One of the largest factors favoring the Confederacy involved geography. This one really, I think, cannot be overstated. The geography of the South constituted an overall military advantage that greatly impressed people at the time. Trained military men on both sides, as well as civilians who had at least a rough grasp of what it would take for one side or the other to win. The Confederate States of America was a huge nation, more than 750,000 square miles to the Confederacy, equal in size to modern France, West Germany, Italy, Spain, and other pieces of Western Europe. George Wythe Randolph, I'll quote a couple of Confederate observers on this. George Wythe Randolph, who became a brigadier general in the Confederacy and also served as Secretary of War for a time, declared at the beginning of the war that, quote, "The enemy may overrun our frontier states and plunder our coast, but as for conquering us, the thing is an impossibility. There is no instance in history of a people as numerous as we are, inhabiting a country so extensive as ours, being subjected, if true to themselves." So in other words, Randolph is saying, if we fight hard in this enormous country of ours, with the inherent advantages of the defenders, we should win this war. There shouldn't be any two ways about it. Pierre Gustave Touton Beauregard, who went by simply Gustave Touton Beauregard during the war and who was one of the leading Confederate generals, similarly remarked about the conflict that, quote, "No people ever warred for independence with more relative advantages than the Confederates." And among those advantages, he listed the enormous size of the Confederacy and the geographic obstacles that the North would have to try to overcome. If, as a military question, said Beauregard, the Confederate people